Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. I'm at WFAN Studios in New York. Ed is back at the Hub in Baltimore holding it down for us. Jeremy will be back on Tuesday. I don't know where he went. I'm sure he told me, but, you know, I don't remember.
He's at the Ocean's Calling.
What is that? Oh, that's the concert
music
down at Ocean
festival
City.
In Ocean City.
What is it, 3-day concert?
Yeah. Yep, starts today.
What, people wear diapers so they won't go to the bathroom?
I don't know, but you heard him ask me for a bucket hat. I don't know if that's to put on his head or use something else. So.
You can leave the festival, Rob.
I didn't say you couldn't leave the
festival. Well, why did you say you're wearing diapers?
Because some people may not want to leave the festival. You can leave Rock the Bells that I go to, and some people don't want to leave it.
Do they wear diapers?
People wear diapers when they go to things like that.
I wear diapers on surveillance.
Yeah, that's not.
I did. I used to.
I didn't make that up.
Kept like if you had to be in a van for 12, 14 hours. Yep.
Yeah.
That's sitting in your stew right there.
I agree.
I can't leave.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Can't leave. Or we had iced tea bottles. We'd use that, but you know.
And you're right. You can leave it, but some people don't want to leave.
Gross.
Gross.
Ed's out here trying to save lives and surveillance while you got people that are at Taylor Swift concerts wearing diapers so they don't have to leave the line.
Is that true?
That's true. People do that.
Really?
So yeah. Yes, they do. That's what I'm saying. I didn't make that up. I read about it.
Wow. All right.
Taylor Swift is that. That's just a. You know what? I'm not even going to get into that because I had too many people that are in my, that I don't want to say my circle, but that I know very well. That are Swifties, and they're and nasty people when you say the wrong
thing. It's like the Bayhive.
Exactly. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Kyle Hamilton has some words for Ravens fans.
Whatever criticism he's getting, I don't know. I feel like sometimes Ravens fans can be a little spoiled, just like the amount of success that this franchise has had. You know, we lose 5 games and the world's about to end. I think on Zach, it's unfair to put all the blame on him when there's 11 guys out there on the field that are playing their hearts off and he's put us in the right positions. It's just a matter of us doing the right stuff, and that's where I feel like the critiques of Zach or whatever coaches are unfair, because he can't go out there and play for us, and as much as he'd want to, he can't. So it's up to us to go out and get the job done. So it's not a Zach thing. It's not a coaching thing on the defensive side of the ball. It's just players got to get the stuff right.
Yeah. Well, he's right. So he's absolutely right.
So you don't have a problem with what he said?
What Hamilton said? Absolutely
yes.
Not. Definitely not.
Do you agree with him?
Yes. I think it's very unfair. Look, I don't know if Orr is the guy for this job, but I do know, I do agree with him on the fact that the fan base is spoiled. I've been saying this for years because it's a really successful franchise. Look, Let's look at everything. The Ravens have won a division the last couple of years. They've had a Super Bowl with this coach. You could say it's been a long time or whatever. Most people don't get that. You've got Lamar's going to walk into the Hall of Fame if his career ended last night. He's 2-time MVP already. He is. You know, Derrick Henry's going to the Hall of Fame. Who knows who else in this team is going to, you know, when all said and done. Is it possible Kyle Hamilton's going to have that kind of career? Probably. I mean, you got a lot of good stuff going on here. You win most of the time. You're in the playoffs pretty much every year. Like, A lot of cities would kill for that. Granted, you know, everybody wants the Lombardi Trophy, but I'll tell you what. You know, how happy was I at the Knicks win the postseason? I was doing backflips. They didn't win the championship, but it made them competitive again. It made them relevant again. The Knicks are back. They're a good team. They didn't win at all. They may not. But it made me happy to see him in the playoffs. Yeah, it's all, sure it's all I care about.
That's short-lived, though. They're not going to do it again.
Shut up.
My point is this. I said that quietly because I'm in New York.
Right.
don't think I said it quietly for any other reason. I'm torn on this because I agree with them. Raven fans are spoiled, and sometimes they get a little entitled, and they need to be, you know, introduced to reality. However, and he has the right to say that, and I'm glad he said it.
Yeah,
I'm glad he said it. However, I hope Raven fans don't stop talking because sometimes your fan base is what holds you, makes you honest, holds you accountable. I don't like the work of the defense. The defense has done this 2 years in a row now. Last year, you brought someone else in, a veteran a DC, who I think helped tutor him. I do. You know, we get joked about all the time, and Jeremy leads it, the way we give Dean Pease all the credit. I don't give Dean Pease all the credit, but I give Dean Pease credit for kind of calming the room a little bit.
Yeah, he may have.
That's what I give him credit for. Okay, he's gone now, and we're seeing the same things we saw before he got here. So at some point, Zach Orr has to have some accountability for what we're seeing on the field, Kyle. I'm sorry. That's your guy. That's your DC. You're taking up for him. I respect you for that. That makes you the man that you are. However, I'm one of the people criticizing your defensive coordinator because something's not right.
Yeah, well, he has to get it. He's in charge. The defense. He's the defensive coordinator. The defense is last in the NFL. That's a problem. It's his problem.
Something's not right, and it's the same things that we saw last year before Dean Pease came here. I don't like it, and I don't know if Zach Orr is the answer for this team.
Me either.
Moving forward. Is Zach Orr a championship defensive coordinator? Is he a guy that can get to the lab and whip up something to help you win games? Remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And for Hamilton to tell me about the players, the 11 players on the field, okay, you're right about that. The 11 players on the field have to make plays. He is 110% right about that. You guys got smacked around with both sides of the hand on Monday night. But if coaching didn't matter, then why you pay him so much?
Coaching matters. Coaching matters a lot.
Coaching matters.
I mean, like, tell me, you ask the guys on the Lions if coaching matters.
Mm-hmm. Ask Kansas City if coaching matters.
Right.
I guarantee Kansas City Chiefs players go into every game thinking, well, we beat you on the sidelines already. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what we do on the field. We beat you on the sidelines. Andy, when does Andy Reid get out-coached?
I haven't seen it.
Exactly.
Even when they lose, I just, yeah. It's not that.
Super Bowl.
This past
Did he out-coach, though?
I think so. Yeah. He definitely wasn't ready.
Yeah, they got whooped.
Your offensive line was shredded. You should have been ready for that.
How?
You schemed something up.
Yeah, but sometimes their guys are better than your guys. Hey, I mean, it happened against the Buccaneers, too.
Joe, if you go up against someone who's physically stronger than you, longer limbs, longer everything, eventually, they're going to get their hands on you. You can scheme and try to fight around him all you want, but eventually, he's going to get his hands on you. And once he does, there is no scheme. That's what the Philadelphia Eagles did to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Look, man, I saw that game. He was outcoached. He was outcoached.
I don't think he was. I think his team was beaten up because that team in green physically got their hands on him. And they were just bigger, stronger, and faster. Well, I don't think there's a scheme that you could have to somebody that's just physically better than you.
And Kansas City star from February 9th, 2025, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid blamed for Super Bowl loss.
I'm not saying that you're alone in thinking that. But just because you and Kansas City star said it happened, doesn't mean I have to agree with you. I just think that Eagles team went out and whooped them.
I mean, he was outcoached for decades before that. So he didn't stop getting outcoached until he got Patrick Mahomes. That's what he was known for.
He was known for being outcoached because he didn't have the quarterback to Patrick. Okay. All right. I'm not even gonna, I don't know. If that's the case, then Bill Walsh was horrible before he got Joe Montana. That's the case. I mean, you know, the scheme is scheme. Coaching is coaching. I mean, maybe he learned a lot of coaching along the way, but I think he was always a very good coach. I think he got Eagles teams to the NFC Championship game that shouldn't have gotten to the NFC Championship game. I think we saw with Donovan McNabb. Here's the case. What did Bill Belichick become when Tom Brady retired? What did Donovan McNabb become when he left Andy Reid? That's the difference. Andy Reid stayed Andy Reid. Donovan McNabb did not stay Donovan McNabb. He changed. Andy Reid had a bigger impact on Donovan McNabb than the other way around. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We want to hear from you. Do you take offense to Kyle Hamilton's comment about fan base being spoiled? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like sometimes Ravens fans can be a little spoiled, just like the amount of success that this franchise has had. I think on Zach, it's unfair to put all the blame on him when there's 11 guys out there on the field that are playing their hearts off, and he's put us in the right positions. It's just a matter of us doing the right stuff.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn will be back on Tuesday. How do you feel? Do you feel offended by Kyle Hamilton saying the fan base is spoiled? Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. Good morning. Good morning. Orange Friday. What's going on with y'all?
What's happening, man?
Orange Friday?
Yeah, man. I ain't going to lie, man. I was kind of upset with Ed, man. But I'm going to give him a pass, though, because I kind of disagree with what he said. But I feel where Kyle Hamilton coming from. But I feel offended, man. Like, what you mean we spoiled when I see a post about 18 games when we blew leads? Like, listen. I know we ain't perfect, right? We ain't going to win a lot of games. But let's be real, like, y'all got to get it together. Every year is the same thing, man. Like, I don't understand this, man. And to be honest with you, as a Kobe Bryant fan, imagine Kobe Bryant when it came out and said all them times when the Lakers was sorry, they was going through their little sorry stretch. Yeah, the Laker fans just spoiled. What you mean? That's what we used to. Like, come on, we should have been a dynasty by now. Like, hello? Like, is we crazy now? Flacco went to the AFC Championship his rookie year. We lost that. That could have been another. Like, we should have had 6 Super Bowls right now, and this man said we stale. But hold on. Let me say one more thing else, right? Y'all got to read between the lines, right? Because now I feel like something wrong with me, right? Because I don't know. That's why I be asking, like, is it the head coach? Is it the players? That's why I said Marlon Humphrey need to take accountability, stay off the podcast. Remember week one when Marlon said, yeah, we just immature. They come out and ask Kyle Hamilton something about that. What did he say? Oh, that man got his own opinion for the – you know what I mean? Like, it don't make sense. So something is off, man. Or maybe the Ravens just telling them to do that, the trollers. I don't know. But I ain't going to lie. I'm sick of this. And I know one thing. They better go out there Sunday and win. Because us fans, we frustrated. Everybody frustrated. The little kids. Yeah, everybody. I can't say what else I wanted to say. But, yeah, everybody in Baltimore City mad right now, man. So let's get it together.
Trippy, the voice of the people.
Everybody. Every person in Baltimore is mad.
Everybody. Tell them why you're mad, Ed. Jay in Baltimore. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Jay, you mad too?
No, I'm not mad. Trippy is hilarious. You funny, everybody, man. So I love y'all show, though. I talk to y'all Tuesday. I didn't get a chance to let y'all know that. Enjoy y'all show a lot. But I absolutely agree with Kyle Hamilton. Hey, fans are spoiled. I talk to fans all the time. But just because they spoiled, like Trippy said, don't mean they're not correct at what they're saying. They are correct. I mean, if you watch that film, defense, the players, they got to do their job. You coach Rob. I mean, I coach, so I'm pretty sure you know if, for instance, your best player, if somebody is running a boxing one on your best player, you're going to have to adjust to do something. We couldn't get the offensive line couldn't get any protection on Munton. He got to do something to get that ball, talk to Lamar, get the ball out of his hand quick. For Zach Orr, I mean, he had cornerbacks playing middle linebacker. I seen pass rushers covering tight ends. I seen linebackers covering receivers. So at the end of the day, the coaches still have to do that job too and put the players in the best positions to succeed. So definitely still on him. It's a full team.
Thanks a lot, my friend. He's right about that.
Right.
You know, you run a box and one against my best player. I can't say after the game we lost because they ran a box and won. Well, do something.
Right.
Get it. In high school, the post-game press conference is text from the parents. Let's go to Tyler in Baltimore. What's up, Tyler?
I agree with Kyle Hamilton. I think our fans are just like most of any other fans. Like, you know, when you're looking for the outside, and it's always going to be that, ignorance there because you really don't know. You only can go off what you see. So, yeah, we're going to be frustrated because we used to seeing defenses that play with effort, you know, and toughness, and it hasn't been there. And it's like we got the players to do it, so the only thing we can look at is Zach Orr at times. So we really can't, like, say that, we wrong in this instance because we're not. But now, at the same time, though, we be getting hella spoiled because we'll turn around and say, Lamar Jackson was doing bad that game. And he threw for 3 touchdowns. He holding the ball too much. He going too much. It's like when he holds the ball too long and then he make a play, we happy. But then when we hold the ball too long, get a sack, we upset. So we can't do things like that in a sense. But overall, I agree with Kyle Hamilton. But I want to ask you guys this question. Do you think, me and my friend was talking yesterday, and we were wondering, do you all think that John Harbaugh has kind of been...
Hey, listen, I appreciate it, Tyler. I appreciate it. But we got callers behind you, and we gotta keep it moving, stay on topic. I appreciate the question, but we want to keep it at Kyle Hamilton right now. I got Frank and Perry Hall. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. I kind of agree with what he said in principle, but let's be honest. We got like a 20 or 30-year sample size here. Our defensive coordinators have always improved every time there was a new one that came in. I think the bottom line is, I mean, Zach Orr seems like a nice guy. He's probably going to get there one day, but we're not spoiled. We just have expectations.
Yeah.
Like every year, a new DC came in who I've never heard of who increased our quality of defense, and then they got cherry-picked by other teams. Yeah, that's great. But when we follow that up by a rookie defensive coordinator, I think all of us kind of like, okay, let's see how this turns out.
Yeah.
Bottom line, with 4K right now, you see how many people are sharing images of our setup and our schemes. It's unbelievable what we're doing. The nickels and the dimes at the wrong times. It's just obvious. It just seems like, let's be honest, if you're working for somebody and your boss has to get like an assistant to come in to help them be your boss, we all look at each other like, I don't think this is the right person for
the
job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much for the call. Absolutely. And you become commissioner and the mayor brings in another person to shows you how to be commissioner?
You know what is kind of funny, though?
What?
Mike McDonald blew a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, they lucked out. They were kind of very lucky to win that game, actually.
Yeah, someone posted, I was like, that's a good point.
Yeah.
He did do that.
He did.
College football preview, week 5 at 8:45. But on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston joins us up next on The Fan. I hope nobody's walking by Mike Preston right now of the female persuasion because you will bring back memories and get him in trouble. You heard that cat call, that whistle right there. He's going to mess around and do it.
That was Preston.
That was Preston.
I heard him.
Commodore's called him in studio for it.
Rob, I heard him. You know what I mean? I'll play. Yeah.
Mike sitting right now, head going side to side.
You know, I was like, man, that's a tough song, boy. That's some tough walking music right there. Yeah.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, boy. That's the day.
Mike, the Baltimore Ravens got a mass unit going to the Kansas City, man. You just don't go into Andy Reid's building if you don't have all your soldiers like this.
Hello?
Yes, hello? You hear me?
Yeah, I lost you for a second.
I said you don't go. It's tough going to Andy Reid's building without all your soldiers.
Yeah, they're a little banged up and playing in that place, man. That's a tough stadium to go into and win, regardless, even when you're fully healthy, and especially in the postseason. But, the Ravens, it isn't about – they just got to bounce back from last week. They got spanked last week. And, you know, John Harbaugh has done well in tough losses, always come back and played well. So we'll see what happens. But if I was Andy Reid, I'd be looking at that film and saying, they gave up 200 and some yards rushing to Detroit. Maybe Pacheco, maybe we can get him going a little bit and see what happens. So that's the way I approach it.
Pacheco, he runs like he's angry at the ground. What about the run game now? It was really disappointing, obviously. I mean, the worst thing we saw was the defense, but it was very disappointing, the running game. The Chiefs are not great against the run. They're much better against the pass. I know Ronnie's questionable, but I think Derrick Henry's going to want to make good this week, and I'm anticipating a bigger game for him, or big game for him this week. Do you think we'll get the running game going at all against this team?
I think they'll try. I don't know if they will.
Yeah.
I mean, you're missing – Stanley might not play. You don't have your fullback, Ricard.
I know.
So that hurts. So I don't know that they'll attempt to do that. But that's a big mission to kind of crank it up. I think when they're healthy, they could do it. But at this point, and you know, I think Henry has that little thing in the back of his mind about those fumbles. I think he's going to be very good. I think he's professional. He'll turn it around. But still, it's there. And let's see if it still bugs him a little bit going into Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, Lamar Jackson, week one, completion percentage of what, around 80, passer rating of 144, two touchdowns. Week three, 288, three touchdowns, passer rating of 148. Am I wrong by saying, in spite of all of that, in games in which they scored a lot of points, I felt like Lamar is still with something. He still left some meat on the bones in the game, which he could have probably even done more.
Rob, I'll throw this one at you. That completion rate. What if he throws it away a couple of times when he's outside the pocket? How about that? Because then that completion percentage rate drops down a little bit. But maybe he don't take seven sacks last week.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just chuck it. Get rid of it. You're not going anywhere. All you're gonna do is go down. All right, get rid of it. But his play has been exceptional. He almost has to be perfect for this team to win.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen. But, I mean, he needs some help on the defensive side of the ball because, as I wrote this morning, if you can come up with a strong running game and you keep Lamar Jackson off the field, that's a major weapon because they can't score. All right, but you go out there, you control that clock like they did with that one drive at the end of the first quarter was almost 11 minutes. You got Lamar on the sideline. That's the way you beat them.
Yeah.
That's the way you have to beat this team.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things you mentioned is the reason they can't. And it gets back to, is there any word about the injury to Pat Ricard? Because it started off as a calf injury, and we thought, you know, okay, pull calf muscle, but it's now this is week four, and there's no indication he's coming back. I mean, how big a blow is this to this offense?
You know, he's in uncertain formation, certain passing situations, so it's not major. But when you're inside the red zone and you're at the 10-yard line and you're going in, and you put in your heavy jumbo package, well, you need that 300-pound fullback. That's huge. When you run that toss play, and we've seen it a couple times, it didn't work last week. You run that toss play, and you got Patrick Ricard out in front of him, 305 pounds. You got Derrick Henry at 256, and you pull Ronnie Stanley around the corner. That's a lot of weight coming at you. That's a devastating play. If I was a corner, I wouldn't want to see that. I do not want to see that. Yeah. If I'm a safety, I don't want to see that.
Yeah. That's literally half a ton moving.
Yeah, you miss that. And they do miss that play. And my question with the Ravens, though, is when they're inside the 10-yard line, why are you running tosses? Let that big boy run up in that hole. And maybe I would probably go spread, just to spread a team out, not always go heavy jumbo, and then run him inside because you don't want to see that boy full tilt. I don't want to see that. So I don't know. That's my just my thought.
I have not heard heavy jumbo since I did play-by-play with Morgan and Todd Bridges. That was his thing. Morgan State Greg, go heavy jumbo now, Rob. I have not heard that since then, man. Hey, give me a winner and a score.
Old school, Rob.
It's real old school. Give me a winner and a score.
I take Kansas City 27-24. They're at home. They're healthy. To get Worthy back. Mahomes kind of found Thornton last week. So we'll see what happens. If the Ravens won, I would not be surprised. I would not be shocked. But I think Kansas City pulls it off 27-24.
All right. Well, mine was 28-27, Kansas City. What was yours, Ed?
I have the Ravens winning. I think they're going to score over 30 points. Mine is 31-28, Ravens.
There you go. Could happen. Could happen. Either way.
Mike, we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Yep. Calling in from Kansas City, guys.
All right.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Heavy jumbo.
Heavy jumbo.
Todd Bridges used to say that all the time, man. Whatever the big fellas came into the game. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. Don't you go anywhere. Orioles attendance fell off almost a half a million people. Can they recover from that? We'll talk about that at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we've got five college football games we want to preview up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:47 in the a.m. College football preview. Me and Ed, lovers of the college football game. So great, man. Oh, it's so great. Game number one, Ed, that I wanted to talk to you about is one that you love. Just want to get this one over with. Florida State travels to Charlottesville, Virginia. Virginia is 3-1 overall, 1-0 in the conference. Your thoughts on this one?
This is probably one of the lesser games we're going to talk about. It's still a good game. I think it's going to be a lot tougher game than people think for the Seminoles. Florida goes in as like 6.5 points, Florida State, 6.5 point favorites. And they're in Charlottesville, as you mentioned. I just think the Noles are better. Well, they're better than people expected, for sure. They're number 8 in the country right now. But they've surprised a lot of people because they weren't even ranked as the season started. Mm-hmm. Now they broke the top 10. And I think they're going to stay in the top 10 for the duration of the season. And I think they beat Virginia and cover, even though it's on the road.
I'm shocked that the point spread isn't greater. I think they not only cover, I think they show the separation between Florida State and everyone else in the ACC tomorrow.
Yeah.
I do. I think there's a gap between Florida State and the other top ACC teams, and I think you see that tomorrow. USC at Illinois in Champaign. Your thoughts on this one?
These teams are closely matched. I mean,
yeah.
You know, USC is 21st in the country, Illinois 23. It doesn't get any closer than that. They are in Illinois, so it's a home game for them. USC is favored, as the spread shows, by 6.5. I think USC wins, and I think they cover as well. I don't think Illinois is as good as people thought a couple weeks ago. So I think the Trojans actually take this one.
I think the Trojans take it as well. I like them in this one. I think Illinois got exposed a little bit. And I think USC will continue that exposure. USC is all weird because the conference that they're in right now, they're going to contend for the Big Ten Conference. It's just weird to me. But, yeah, I like them in this one as well. I know it's on the road, but I see it. LSU travels to Ole Miss. You don't have any idea how much I'm pulling for Ole Miss.
Oh, me too.
I'm with Ben McDonald this weekend. No. Oh, my goodness. I will roast him. People figured out the whole situation with me not throwing a fastball. They figured out what my relationship is with Ben McDonald when we just went back and forth on air. Mm-hmm. That goes on all the time off air. It just came to the air. I want Ole Miss to win just so I can be petty for the rest of the weekend.
Well, I think you're going to get to do that. Again, this is probably my favorite game of the weekend. I think Ole Miss wins the SEC this year. I mean, first now. But this is a good matchup because you're talking about two really good teams. I think they're first and second in the SEC right now.
Right.
LSU is really stingy. They're good defense. Only giving up 37 points this season so far. Ole Miss scores a whole lot of points. 179 points for fourth in the SEC. I just think Ole Miss is a really, really good team. I think they're one of the best teams in the country this year, and I think they prevail.
Wait a minute. You think Ole Miss wins the SEC?
Yeah.
That's a take.
Yep.
That's a hot take.
I do.
Man, I want Ole Miss to win this game, but I think not only do they not win the SEC, I don't think they win this game. I think LSU wins it. I hope Ole Miss wins it. Not only because of that, but I'm one of the guys that likes Lane Kiffin. And yeah. I don't know if you're paying attention, but Lane Kiffin has grown up also.
He has. Yeah.
He was given a lot of power as a young man. And for some reason in this country, we don't let young adults grow up. You know, they are who they are at their youngest and worst.
Right.
That's the way we'll always forever be, how we want to remember people. But Lane Kiffin has grown up. I like the guy. I think he's brilliant football mind, number one. But I don't think. I don't like LSU's coach. Never like that guy. Never like that guy. But I think LSU gets the win.
You look at this now. I mean, LSU right now is I believe the top ranked team in the SEC.
How did Brian Kelly become Cajun? He took a job. He had that Cajun accent.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Ed. So here's the deal. Penn State has a big game.
Yeah.
In Happy Valley.
Mm-hmm.
At night. It's a whiteout.
Yeah.
James Franklin is still the head coach. Do they finally win one of these?
I think so. I do. And that's for the reason you mentioned, it's funny you said whiteout and all. This is the reason I think they do it. I know Franklin's reputation. His record against, you know, highly ranked teams is horrendous. I mean, it's horrendous. And I think if he doesn't win this game or other games like this, he's gonna get really hot because people are talking about this now. But I do think Penn State wins. They are at home. They're in Happy Valley. Whiteout game. That means to me. That means a lot. They're gonna have how many 100,000 fans there? You know, yeah. In white.
Yeah.
I think they win this game, and maybe it'll get that monkey off his back because it's all people talking about.
And by the way, I stand corrected. That FSU-UVA game is tonight at 7, not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I think James Franklin and Penn State do win. However, the one thing I don't agree with, James Franklin has a long, long leash, my friend. He has officially saved Penn State from that horrible history. It was not Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien came in. He had nothing. He was just so blah. He was not committed to the community at Penn State. James Franklin has come in and embraced himself to that community. As long as they are relevant like this, I think Penn State fans are going to live with him. Because he has his own foot in history right now. But I don't think we have to worry about that because I agree with you. I think they beat Oregon. I think Penn State honestly plays for the national championship this year. I don't know who they play right now, but I think they will.
Hope to play for Florida State. We'll see.
That would be a hell of a game. Now, the final game, SEC, Alabama travels to Athens, Sanford Stadium to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. Who you got?
This was the toughest one for me.
Yes, it is.
This was the toughest one. The factor in Athens, you know, you know better than all of us here.
Been there.
Yeah, how important home field is for in college football particularly. It's a whole different animal.
And Athens is something else, man.
Yeah. And that's why I lean toward Georgia. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to go with Alabama.
I like what you're doing, Ed.
Yeah. Alabama in this game, and you know I'm not a huge Bama fan.
Do you find it weird that Georgia's only favored by 3?
Yes.
They're saying that's just home field, right?
Right, that's a pick 'em.
I just think those guys, forget about the coaching, because you all going to put a lot of things on coaching, and you should, especially on that level. But these are still some of the same players Alabama will recruit forever. Those guys are tired of hearing about how Alabama's not the same. They're tired of hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Legacies have been built on this rivalry over the past 7 years. I think they go into Athens, Georgia, and stage the upset. Close game, high-scoring game. When I say high-scoring, like 42-41. I think it's going to be a high-scoring football game, but I think Alabama gets the win. And I think some of it is hoping that they get the win as well.
Yeah.
I hate Georgia. Only school I hate more than Georgia is Clemson, where all dirt roads lead to. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, the Birds finished their home slate of games with attendance down 477,000+ fans compared to 2024. I'm going to tell you what's significant about that and ask this question to Ed Norris. Can they recover from that sooner rather than later? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.